Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live. Back at it. I'm talking by myself today. No, I'm not. Well, are you cranky?
I'm always cranky. Well, okay. I'm always in a bad mood. I'm always upset, according to you.
You need hugs.
You did. Better than a hug. You got me coffee today, and that was pretty amazing. Aww. And it was. I'm guessing that they screwed your order up, and they gave you a free one or something like that.
Why would you even assume this? A nice gesture. You just screwed up. I'm never giving you a coffee again.
Well,
if anybody from coffee business is listening, I would say, you know, let's partner up. But now that just went out the window. You're not getting any coffee from anybody ever again.
You think I'm cranky now? Take that away. That's the only thing I love out of life is my coffee in the morning. Nobody talk to me. I don't want to deal with anybody until I get that first sip. And then I know the world is
like, it's 2:30 almost.
Well, I haven't had any in a couple of hours. 2:30 is usually my afternoon pot. We used to have afternoon pots. I don't know if we'll ever get to the episode here, but I used to work in a print shop and we would get there. I would have coffee at home, of course, and then I would get there and we would make coffee in the morning. But then we would have our afternoon coffee, the afternoon pots, and it was every day at 2:30. It was like you'd have lunch and then at 2:30. So, and I worked that job for 22 years. So I think there's still at 2:30, I make a pot of coffee.
All right.
Not a full one. But all right.
So, yes. So out of the thousands of listeners, somebody got to be in coffee business. I need you guys to hook me up here, okay? Because this guy just needs to stop being cranky. This is ridiculous.
I'm also, it's 2:23 and I don't see anything in front of me and I know we don't have a coffee maker here. So, but.
Somebody do something.
You know what you can't do? You know what you can't do? You can't take shortcuts when you're making your
coffee. Bam, he dropped it.
You have to do it right. Yeah. And you have to grind the beans. I'm a home grinder, right?
Me too.
But jokes aside, I know you are because I got you a coffee grinder for Christmas. Yes, that is actually what we are going to talk about today is shortcuts. Are there any shortcuts?
Well, so let's make sure we're not taking shortcuts with a new giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that briefly because sure. this is an important part. We are changing things up. You heard, if you didn't hear this already, then you got to, first of all, you got to listen to the episode because the winner was announced. So make sure you tune into the actual episode with Mario Sperry. To find out if you're the winner. But two, we're going to change things up. So we heard you guys that we got a lot of feedback about the giveaway, you know, and what we are going to do is up to this point, you know, Do You Wash Your Belt is going to end at this point, right? So there's no more, you can't cast a vote anymore. We shut that down. The official count is for the listeners, 53% of our listeners do wash their belt. And 63% of the guests that we had on a show do not wash their belt. So this is interesting dynamic. The old school guys are just stinky, dirty, and don't care, apparently.
Well, and half of the old new school guys are too.
But it was fun. This was a blast. Yeah, and thanks to Fuji guys. Again, we got to give them props. You know, guys at Fuji have done a phenomenal job supporting us on this venture so far. And, you know, if you haven't seen what Fuji is doing, please go to their site. You know, they actually, the brand new gi is still there and I'm drooling all over it. So, but I know they released a bunch of other gear too, just recently.
They've always got new stuff coming on. It's great.
Yeah. So take a look at their stuff. You know, we partner up with people that we really believe in. So that's take a peek at that. But we are changing things, right? So we heard from you guys and you guys want to be more involved in the show itself. So we created this page right now. If you go to therawradio.com, you'll see the button for the giveaway. Go there. You can submit the question for the guest and then we will draw one of the questions every episode, and we will ask your question to the guest. So one, you can get the answers.
Yeah, but so two, keep it general. It won't be specific to a specific guest. So keep it general, general jiu-jitsu questions. I mean, we've had everybody from new, you know, Kasai top level competitors to amazing old school originals. So, you know, anything in between, ask us a question and we will get it answered for you. And
obviously, and then, if we pick your question, your name is going to be mentioned. You get the answer, the question you want, and then every question gets automatically entered into the drawing. Right?
Yeah, yeah, everybody in there, and then the winner we will read on the air. And again, like the old contest, 72 hours to respond to my email.
Yep.
And a free Fuji gi is on its way to you.
All right, we talked about it for like freaking 25 minutes now.
It was 4 minutes since I complained about not having coffee.
No shortcuts.
No. Is there shortcuts in jiu-jitsu is something that you asked Mario. And what he had to say was very interesting is he relies on his discipline. And there's no shortcuts when it comes to discipline.
Yeah, you know, as we were talking, you know, kind of going through the topic, I'm curious, what is the difference for you between shortcuts or improving the process? Is improving a process a shortcut?
No, I don't think so.
So what's a shortcut? How would you define a shortcut in jiu-jitsu?
Skipping the necessary steps to fully understand something, to me, is a shortcut in jiu-jitsu. So you don't, you know, people talk about the hidden jiu-jitsu, the invisible jiu-jitsu, understanding something as a concept rather than a series of moves. And I think that when you take a shortcut in jiu-jitsu, you often talk about the why, right? So I think if you take a shortcut in jiu-jitsu, you're not going to understand the why. Why am I in this position? Why does this position work? Why, you know, why can't I put my hand over here? Because, well, you're going to get swept. All those things. So I think that when you start taking shortcuts in jiu-jitsu, you're not going to understand the why.
Would a shortcut be having a full sparring session in the first week?
No, that would just kind of be stupid. You're going to get somebody hurt. So I don't know. Are we looking at this from two different points of view?
I'm sure. Yeah. Not,
you know,
well, shortcuts could come in a variety of different ways, right? The shortcuts could be something comprehension level, and could be also physical level.
Well, see, I think that might be what you're getting at is the physical level thing. You're not gonna. So, am I going to get better at jiu-jitsu if I train, you know, twice a day? Yes, but that's not a shortcut. It's going to speed up the process, but it's not a shortcut. You're working just as hard, right? If not harder. So I don't think that that's a, I don't think speeding up, you can speed up the process properly with discipline, with all the hard work. You'll get to the end result quicker, but it's not a shortcut. It's not an end around. You're not going to be able to skip all those important things along the way.
Yeah. And I think you nailed it right in the point, right? There was a big difference between expediting the process and taking shortcuts or skipping things.
Right.
It's two different ways.
Yeah.
The grind has to take place no matter what. Mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu is complex. There's layers. There's a complexity from mental and physical aspect of it, right? And we have... We talked about this many times. There are different ways of learning or studying jiu-jitsu, right? You can definitely be in a class. You can do seminar, private lessons. You know, it can be self-study like videos or instructionals, books, and so on. You can be, you know, a fan to listen to like awesome podcasts like Raw Radio, and okay, that was a poor self-promoting way. Yeah. But all these little things introduce opportunities for us to get better.
Yeah, 100%. Right? And that's not a shortcut. That's putting in more work.
Right, exactly. Right? But I think where a shortcut might be is if you skip classes, right, with a hope of, because they were boring. How is that?
Classes are boring?
Well, some might be.
Really?
Some people might find them as boring. Here's a scenario. I've done this million times.
I know where you're going. Yeah.
I've done this million times. I don't have to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip that week.
Right.
Is that a skipping or this is being efficient? Is this a shortcut? Is this a shortcut or is being efficient?
I think it's a shortcut because there's always, I'm going to suspect that no matter what level you are, you can always learn something from a class,
mm-hmm.
a technique you've seen a million times, the million and first, you might be like, you know, I never thought of that. I never noticed that opportunity, right? Things like that. So, yeah, I don't, how is that anything but a shortcut?
Does that make sense? I don't know. I was asking you. So,
well, I just told you.
Jesus.
It's now almost, it's going on 10 minutes since I complained about not having any coffee.
Oh my God.
But so what do you, what are you getting at? If you've taken this, if you've been in the hip escape class and you've seen that particular class where we go over these three hip escapes and you've been through the curriculum 30 times. So add, do the multiplication. I don't need to go. Do you need to go? No, not necessarily. But is there still something you can learn that day? Absolutely. Right. There's always opportunities to ask questions and figure things out or do things a little differently. Or what if I did this instead? You know, what would happen here? That happens a lot in the privates that, me and Dan, shout out to Dan Zuccarelli. We take is it's like, especially Dan's been around for forever. He's like, he's done this particular technique thousands of times, but he always says, maybe you have a different take on it. What would happen if, right? Don't skip. Why would you skip?
I'm with you. Why would you?
I don't know. What? Now are we done here? I don't know where this is going.
For the sake of my own safety.
We're both speechless.
Now, for the sake of my own safety, we're going to end this shorter than typically.
Well, we can keep going on. We don't have shorter. Why take a shortcut? Let's finish it. I just think that in jiu-jitsu, in life, anything you're trying to do and trying to do well, when you start taking shortcuts, you're going to miss out on something that's beneficial. And it doesn't matter if it's jiu-jitsu. If you want, if you're playing tennis and you don't serve that ball 10,000 times, you're going to miss out on something. I think, and anything, getting back to Mario, anything that, he always said, be the best at it, do the best you can. Taking shortcuts, you're not going to be the best, and you're not even be the best. You're not doing your best when you start taking shortcuts.
And I want to make sure we are not misunderstood here, because we do have limited time in a week to do jiu-jitsu. It does not mean that, you have to be 20 hours on the mat every single week grinding it. Right. Setting goals is really, really important. And based on that goal, those goals, we can figure out what the process is to maximize your return. That's what's important.
Yeah.
Right. As somebody who wants to be a world champion or world competitor is going to train very differently from an attorney or a doctor who has 80 hour a week. And he has only 2 or 3 hours a week to come in for jiu-jitsu as a part of their sanity check, if you will. Right? This is where they can disconnect from life and really do something that they enjoy.
Yeah.
The approach will be different. The shortcuts will be different. Their process of learning will be different. The point is to maximize the time that you have and have a maximum return without cheating yourself on the time that you have. One of the shortcuts I would find, I know you want to end this.
No, I don't.
One of the shortcuts that I would find in many of us is wasting time. Mm-hmm. You're cheating yourself out of the time, and that I would consider a shortcut. Whether you're coming late to the class, whether you're chit-chatting on the mat, I would consider that as a work. And I'm curious what you guys think. I mean, you know,
I don't see that as a shortcut, because I think a shortcut for me, in my eyes, a shortcut is an end around or skipping something to a specific goal.
So what I mean by this is you're cheating yourself.
Yeah.
You're coming to the academy with a perception that you're getting better by you talking instead of training.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see what you're saying. You're not getting to the same goal because you're more social versus you actually working on what you need to work on. So right. maybe you're right. Maybe right. This is not necessarily a shortcut, but this is what I would consider you cheating yourself, mm-hmm. right? You're trying to skip things with a hope of the same goal.
Well, yeah, then you're just kind of fooling yourself.
Right.
But, you know, we've two recent examples. One is your friend Andres, the black belt, who only trains twice a week.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then the other person that only trains twice a week is a student of Brandon Mullins, who they were pressuring to train more because he was a high-level competitor. And his response was, I don't want to. I want to be the best competitor who only trains twice a week.
Right.
Those guys aren't taking shortcuts. They have a specific goal. They have a specific idea of who they want to be, where they fit in, and they're making it happen, right? So it is an individual thing, but at the same time, I think that if you – even those guys, right, they can't be where they are by taking shortcuts. It's a different mindset. It's a different way of looking at it.
And I think it also might depend on definition of shortcut per individual, because it seems like you and I, we have even slightly different definitions on that. So
yeah, I think so. I think we're not agreeing here today.
All right. Well, let's get coffee because this is going to be a long day.
All right, then. Peace. I'm going to go. I'm going to go grind some beans. That sounds a little weird, doesn't it? I'm going to go grind some beans.
I'll see you in the next one. Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.